Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 39, System for Achieving Goals. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we probably already know and learning how to live them. This week's episode is brought to us by President Aaron Dents over at the Dents Group. We took to the streets and asked 1,000 people a simple question. Would you recommend the Dents Group? And not an insignificant number of the people said yes. Some of them were enthusiastic. Then we asked a follow-up question. What exactly does the Dents Group do? 7 people gave an acceptable answer. 7. The most common correct response? Some business? That's right. The Dents Group is some business. And in today's economy, that's not nothing. So if you need help with your importing or exporting or putting the doodads up on top of the sparkly things, President Aaron Dents is your guy. Call the Dents Group. Ask for the president. And let him know he has some business. This is a satirical ad. No one is paying me nothing. Although, if they were, I would confidently say they are some business. In today's episode, Earl continues his theme that service and contribution are the real mechanisms behind getting what we want out of life. This immediately made me think about accounting. In accounting, the goal of the ledger is simple. The two sides must balance. The debits on one side equal the credits on the other. Earl is making the same point about life. If we want to grow our rewards, we need to look first at what we're contributing. The two sides of the ledger, what we give and what we get, eventually come into alignment. If we want more, we must first become more useful. The narrator of the audiobook then retells the biblical story of the master who gave his servants talents to manage while he was away. When the master returns, he praises the first two servants who put their talents to work and doubled what they were given. But the servant who buried his talent in the ground and returned only what he received is cast out. Earl uses this story as a metaphor for our own lives. Each of us has different skills, abilities, and opportunities. The more we put them into the world in service of others, the more we grow, and the more we receive in return. Talent that is hidden doesn't multiply. Talent that is used does. Earl then turns to young people, the youths, just starting out in life. He says, many people look for a job that will pay the most money. And while there's nothing wrong with that, with wanting financial security, he offers a deeper challenge. If the only thing you seek in your life's work is wealth, then at the end of your career, money may be the only thing you have to show for it. But if you choose your work based on service, on how it helps others and contributes to the world, then something different happens. You may still earn the money you need, but along the way, you'll also shape your family, your community, and your world into something meaningful. So when Earl talks about a system for achieving goals, it isn't a trick or a shortcut. It's a principle. Give more value, solve more problems, serve more people. And over time, the results follow. So episode 39 leaves me with this reflection. Life keeps its own ledger. What we put into the world has a way of finding its way back to us. And the surest system for achieving meaningful results is sustained sincere service. Until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.